Blog Talk Radio.
No! Okay, very good. Here we are. Now I'm on the switchboard here, it looks like. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Bob.
That's not too bad, is it? Sounds okay? Okay, so we are live on the air. You're at Chaos, Radio Chaos, where everything is totally chaos, nothing but chaos. Okay, so now, Adrian, if you want to call into the show on that phone, call on this phone. Here's the phone number. It's on there. Okay, you got us on the internet, but okay, now if you want to hang up and give us a call as a caller, because that one will be delayed just a little bit. It runs delay. But hang up and call in. We'll get you on the screen here. Very good.
You know what, Bob? They I don't know if my service provider blocked me, because he blocked me from the other blog talk.
Huh? Oh, well, try dialing that number. And
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, see, nope, not yet. Oh, there you are. I got you right there. You're on the deal there. Okay, very good. Put you on pause. Okay. Well, you know.
Okay.
I think.
You want me?
I put you back live here.
Hello, Bob. Okay, I'm on mute now, so talk to me. Can you hear me? Hey, Bob, can you hear me? I can't hear you, Bob.
Let's do this. Now can you hear me?
I can hear
you
now,
Bob.
Can
you hear
me now? I can hear you now.
Okay. All right. Very good. So... all right. Bob is back, and it's time for another election season. All right. Very good. You know, I think this is going to work out. We're just going to have to figure out the second. I got another phone and a splitter to do the two headphones here, so we can seat up to four people if I need it, or three or four. So, very good.
Yeah, that's what you see. You see what this looks like on this end.
My first time.
Your paws come in here and get a little hand on the floor and they push on this. Right there.
Did I lose you?
Hello.
Oh, man, you come in here good.
How you doing tonight, Adrian? Okay, so I'm making sure when I cut it off, it doesn't. You can't hear it on here, but once I cut it off. Oh, and then you can hear the inside, in studio conversation.
But you can't hear it there when you cut it off. So when you cut off, let's see.
So now you can't hear me out there. That's my mute here. If I want to mute this mic,
so
then I'm back on
right there.
Yeah, but we still hear each other. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we still hear each other when we mute the mic, which is cool.
And if we want to be on the air.
So if I want to cut this off, that's son of a bitch. It's a land like nobody's business. And then I can
put it back on here. And hope that I did it right.
I don't know.
Hey, did you hear us say that?
That's
so
weird
with
the echo.
Okay,
that's cool.
Very cool. Okay, I think I'm pretty much in business, I think. Call has dropped. That's good. That's about all we had there anyway. That was good enough.
Oh, that's nice.
So now when I come over here, I should be able to just...
So look here.
I'm gonna rearrange this. I don't know how I'm gonna set these tables at
second. No, but my schedule is, okay, I work Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I work 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. But I know your show is on Sunday. So, but from I'm taking off tomorrow. So anytime starting tomorrow up until this week, If you need me to come in and help, I want to help clean. Whatever I need to do, I want to do to help you do it.
Well,
I don't want you doing it by yourself. So, yeah, hey, this is the day I'm going back up to the studio to kind of, you know, rearrange whatever. We can do that.
Actually, I'm probably not going to do. There's not much to do. We're just going to get through this first show pretty much. And then we're going to have a few months off to think about if it's going to be back in here or another place
or what exactly.
You know what I mean, for January.
Gotcha.
But I wanted to take this out of the room somewhere. And if I can get to work here, that means it can work anywhere.
Right.
You know, once we figure out
if I got the headsets working.
Is
this the same setup at home?
Yeah, well, I want to make sure was when we added extra headsets. Mm-hmm. Is that going to mess up the sound? Is it going to start, you know, can you not hear good? You know how you get noises sometimes? Is it going to cause any kind of interference with it? It's going to be kind of hard to tell if you got people calling in.
But I like this, though, because if you got a caller,
huh?
All the person in the studio has to do is cut their mic off,
uh-huh.
And then it won't be no exchange.
If you want to shut it down until you're ready to talk.
Talk to them.
Kind of keep out, because we get noises on that next door, on that blog talk. You know, saying, Carrie, how's your show? I do mine. You get these other kind of noises in the background.
Yeah, I heard that a lot. She picks up a lot.
You tell people to mute them, or what I usually do is I go around and you can mute each one until you get to them.
Yeah.
But this way, you can see the people, though. And, you know, this way we're all right here
and
talking.
That's crazy,
and you can tell who's talking when they're talking and all that. And it's just more, you know.
Well, I thank you for the invite.
We're going to try this and see if it'll work or not. I don't know. You know, it cost me a small fortune just to pay them to come in and set this up, just do one show. That's okay. Like I said, I really want to try to find something. And maybe back in here, I don't know, in January, February, March, April.
Because the
ideal came to me. I was at the Chinese food restaurant, the Dan's Fish Place on Brentwood Stairs there. And he had a big glass room right next to the where you pay to go out. Big old glass room there, you know. I said, that'd be a great place to do a live show from.
Right.
You know, you got people coming in over here. It's separate. It's glass. So I called him up. The owner of the other said, can we do a radio show? No, sir. You know,
right.
He didn't even want no more whatsoever because he's got his own business going there. But that got me the idea. I started thinking, I'm going to look around and see about that. Just made me think I'd like to go out totally. Now, my mind was to go somewhere where there's people coming in and out and do the show. We also being seen by people. Now, here's another thing about being here. I put a sign out there by the road. Really, it's got a lot of traffic, too. I'll put a big sign out there, Blog Talk, Local Board of Education, Blog Talk Radio, FW just about. I can advertise on that out there all day, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, too, because all that. But that's when I got to looking, and I thought, well, maybe there's someplace I can go. I don't even have, like, Docs would be a great place. And I didn't think
I think with Docs, though, what's all I was saying about these relationships, I'm sure Bivens got some type of...
There's probably some type of relationship
there. You know, telling what kind of influence she had or relationship she had. People might be more ready.
They're more established.
They'll be more or less like no. They'll say no because they already know.
They want certain people in.
Yeah.
They want certain people there.
And then your name.
My name is going to set up flags.
When it comes to Bivens, your name
is going to be mud.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be mud. We don't want him there. Even my church don't want me there. But nevertheless, there's a lot of places to look around. And I just found this by because I was just driving around, and there was a sign out here next door, this one talking about a pop-up they had last week, or a few days ago. That's right, Saturday, they had a pop-up, and I bought a spot over here, and we did pop-up tents. No one showed up for it, but I mean, they filled it up with food, and the DJ, and the music, and the tents, and all the vendors, you know. I buy one pop-up, just put my signs up, you know, Local Board of Education, to advertise for them. That's mainly sponsorship. And I was out here, and then I had a chance to talk to her, and, you know, and that a little bit. But I just happened to see that sign about that. I was finding out that, and I saw this building. Just happened to stumble over here, and I happened to see this guy next door here. I had to meet him, and this thing was full of stuff, and it happened to be unlocked. He brought me on in, and we opened the door, had me unlocked. I got a chance just to kind of glance in. I said, oh, wow. And he says, yeah, they got I guess he kind of helps her out or whatever. The girl's real nice to ask. She's real flexible. Miss Bessie, too. Well, she's really relaxed. And now, she says she just got that building next door over there. And it's going to be a mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get rooms over there real quick, too, to be quiet. We won't have the music on.
Yeah.
How about a broadcast from Emotional Warrior?
Is that the studio in the back?
There's one there, and he's got one here, but his door's open, so it's not coming from him. That's probably where this is coming from. It's like the picture on the wall is right.
Yeah.
He's coming over there. So the studio thing might be a bit of a, like I said, I just really wanted to take it out here
okay.
and see how it would work. And see what, like I said, on the 23rd, I don't know exactly what all I'm going to do, because the guy from Lake Worth said he'd be able to come in.
Even if he can't come in, he needs to at least give him a call in. And like I said, I'll come down and
And then we can kind of narrow down which ones, where do we, you know, where do you split at then? You know, I just want to find out where do you split at besides just saying, ooh, you're a Democrat, ooh, you're a Republican, and that's it.
This how I know that in my vote, people were watching my vote, because I got a call from, in 2021, one of my first calls was from the Republican women of Tarrant County to come. They wanted to meet with me. They wanted me to come speak. I didn't make it, though. But they gave me an invite to come out and actually speak to them.
Because you signed up for some Republican license.
That's why I knew. I said, okay, so they think I'm a Republican. But I said, it's cool, because I'm lighter. I feel more independent. I feel more down the middle.
There you go.
So why not use it to my advantage? Yes. You can't call me.
I'm getting a little bit from Democrat because I know their parties and I got my name on it, so I got a little bit over there. Like a little bit, but not as much as you did voting in the regular, which I probably should do that this time, just to try to get some of the Democrat. And what I got was I get all these flyers in the mail, and that tells me there. And like Tim O'Hara, he sent out when he went against Bessie Price, 9 waves of those damn things hitting Bessie Price. And, you know, I got another candidate, so I papered a wall in my studio at home. It's got nothing but flyers off and down, all the different, Mondick, all of them, you know, I got all kinds. But I got about 9 of his over with Bessie Price and Richard, bad shots of her. But he hit her constantly.
Oh,
so,
amen.
But that's what they do. And that's one of the good things is, or I just watch how people get elected. The flyers are the main thing they mail out. If you got money to send that out, that's good. Like I said, this time I'm going to do different. I'm not going to send mine. Because you can get the registered voters that actually voted last time, the whole 5,000, whatever they voted. But I'm not going to go out that same crowd with flyers. They already know me in my district. Most of them already know me.
Let me ask you this. With me being in District 3, would that be a good approach
to
reach out to the ones who voted already? Even though Crane, even though he got some of them, it's some issues I can put on their mind that I feel like he went against the constituents on.
Well, in your case, maybe so, because mine's going to be different. This is my 5th time.
Yeah.
So I've papered doors. I've been up and down through our district, left and
right. I want to learn from somebody who's...
So that I've had signs up, so they've had a chance to kind of get me knowing, okay?
Yeah.
Time I'm going to go after the registered voters that didn't vote and try to tilt the scale there.
Gotcha.
You know, try to tilt the scale, because like I said, I feel like sending out a way to the ones that already vote, it's going to be a waste of money, because the ones who are going to vote for Jenna are going to vote for her again regardless, no matter what.
Or even if she don't run, whoever she get behind,
they're going to go for that establishment. You're right. And the other half of that, they already voted. They pretty much, most of the majority probably already know me. Either they're going to vote for me or not.
So the ones who are not registered,
so that's
how do you
hadn't been doing that many times, so you may go after his registered voter crowd.
And
you got great stuff. They're putting in there, definitely taking away our
right
to speak.
Stick around while we speak.
To keep Fitzgerald from coming back.
Spending money on the Chiefs.
You got a few things ahead of you.
Our right to speak. As short-term rentals, they've been kicking that down the road. They've been kicking.
You got a few things back.
The tax. This is what I'm going to get White Crane on, the tax. Look, y'all already made a vote behind closed doors when it came to the taxes we're going to pay. What he did, it was political posturing. Remember a week ago? I feel like we should lower it to down to, that's all political, because y'all already voted, made a decision.
And now you're going
to
say this.
So you want to say this openly to make the people think, well, I tried to vote, I want to show people that I was for lowering the tax. No, you wouldn't, because if you was for it, you would have did it behind closed doors, and when you came out, your vote would have been a no.
Show my video there. I got him running all around the building, Hollywood Crane.
Oh, you
can't answer, and he ran all around.
If you don't get besides nobody else, you get under his skin. He comes unhinged
he's the one that called me a dickhead.
Yeah. don't forget about, we can get Vic out of her.
I think she's not going to stay. I think they're going to get her out.
Flores, he's too calm.
You know what? I know, but there's certain ones, you know, I'm picking out my battles that I can possibly do because I can't take on the whole thing.
So we say Beck.
So my prime things would be, I'd like to see Crane go and Beck, okay?
Crane and Beck, okay.
Now, my first one was Chris.
Yeah.
Because he had the name Castor in front of him.
Yeah.
Okay? That was my first target. And when he acted the way he did after he got in office when he first got in, and he was acting, and the way he was doing, I got him on film. But he finally turned around and said, Bob, you're right. It was horrible to take away your right to speak.
I think Chris is truly having a...
I think
anybody up on that platform, on that diaspora, whatever, I think he's having a spiritual battle because he's trying his best to...
I don't know if he knows what... You know what? He's voting back and forth. I'll tell you what.
Fighting.
10 years not seeing a crack in the buck, you know? It's been a block.
Yes.
And Chris put a crack in it by saying, in front of all of them, saying, Bob, you're right. Our right to speak was horrible. And that put him on, and he's a council member speaking on our side. Now, what he does when it comes to zoning or these other bits things,
like
we're going to have
disagreements
and stuff, but when it comes to our First Amendment,
I like your perspective. You did say something that did resonate with me. You say, let his constituents deal with that.
Yeah.
You say, basically, what you're saying, focus on, my goal is to get Ukraine out. My goal is to see what
when I seen Tim do, that's what I watched Tim do, because he's been a mayor and he's been a, you know, and what he did, he's slamming people. I'm getting his flyers and he's slamming her. So what he did, so I almost slammed Gina. I sent mine down, I almost said, she took away our right to speak. You really want to put her back in office?
I think I'm going
to
slam her.
I mean, what kind of person takes away your right to speak? That's the lowest thing. It is the lowest thing. But trying to get people to understand it, though, they've been so conditioned not to.
I hate
that's what it is. People have been tranquilized not to even know that something bad is happening.
I hate when they was when they were doing the redistricting. I hate I didn't get involved like I should have because
it wouldn't have mattered. It wasn't the same way they wanted
but
to.
But you see how? And I told Crane this. He don't like it. I told him. You the one who convinced the Como residents to go to District 3. You did that. Somehow or another, you got with some people.
That was gerrymandering. 100% with gerrymandering. They got that little island drawn.
See, it took Crane to convince some people within the community to sign on for that. And then he got certain people of the community that, quote unquote, feel like the voice of the community to convince other people that it's okay when it wasn't a good idea.
Sure, the establishment, they're insiders, so they work with the insiders. Just like the, you get the city news?
No.
Oh, you signed up for it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you can see Michelle Goot, which is the director of the communication. She controls the city news, and I get it, and it makes me sick when I have to look at it. It's all false propaganda, but it's all going out to that establishment I'm talking about that keeps these people.
So I need to request it from her?
You go to the city and sign up for city news and get the city news email to you, and they tell you about different events going on, this and that, but they won't tell you anything that's negative about the city for sure.
What I did, this is what I'm doing this year, because I feel like I'm not going to be in that district. You know what I did? I'm ahead of Crane. Crane, I feel like Crane, he knew. Listen, so what I'm doing, my brother's in District 3.
Uh-huh.
Just using his address.
Use his address?
Because I'm in Como. I might end up in District 6.
You'd be in Jarrett's district.
Yeah.
Jarrett's another one that might change for us, too, a little bit. Maybe if we push on him, he might. He looks like a scared county lion, like he doesn't know
Jarrett was feeling like I probably could be Jarrett, but I haven't seen Jarrett do anything wrong. I don't want to go after nobody.
Well, he's done wrong. They all done wrong. They vote against our right to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Done wrong. They
but you know what I mean?
Our
as far as
the other things, but these are the most important things, and they're the ones that get neglected. You know, they're not paying
attention.
So what? They took away your right to speak. You know, it's more important about my zoning case. It's backwards. Forget the zoning case. The right to speak is number one.
So what I got
to
do is, like you say, you don't leave your equipment.
No, I'm going to take Oz back with me. I'm going to be back here for a few days.
I'm going to come back
on the day of the 23rd and get set. Like I said, it's not going to be a big thing.
Gotcha.
But I'm going
to,
You
don't take much to set up?
No, it don't much, and he's got me some new stuff here, so I'll see how this all fits out and everything. But no problem. I'm gonna take some of this in here just a little bit. But anyway, so you're not gonna be in District 3 because of the, and see that thing.
No, I'm gonna be in District.
You're gonna be in District.
Yeah.
But he won't be in Crane's because
he doesn't
have District 3 anymore. I mean, he doesn't
have
Como
anymore.
No,
I'm gonna be in this district.
Are you?
I'm gonna run again. My name will be on that ballot again.
Well, I'll tell you what, it does take some money, though. That's the problem. And then, like I said, I found out the key thing for these people to get in these offices, and one of the key things I learned for us to use a budget on is when you mail out those, which I do a lot of leafless door